Hello, Asher Pipes again.
Oh, hi, Asher. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tina. Hey, thanks for the call back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what's going on? I know that I saw the request that you were wanting to cancel.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's time to cancel.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But how come, I mean, when you say you're thinking it's time, is it because you're too busy right now, or what's going on?
Well, I just, you know, I started paying for it in December, I think, maybe November, not sure. But, you know, I've only received one phone call the whole time of really had it running. So I'm just not really seeing the reward necessarily for the amount of money. I think I probably spent close to $2,000 at this point. And if I need to pay for the last month, that's perfectly fine. But, you know, that being said, I just, if nothing's coming in, it can't justify $300 a month. I mean, that adds up.
Yeah, you're right. It looks like you're spent about $1,600 since you've been with us, but then there's that one past due payment, so now you're closer to the 2000 mark once that settles. I do want to let you know, because I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but in the time that you've been with us, you've had 432 clicks to your Facebook ads. And then on Google, let me go to that filter. It looks like you have been found 108 times on the first page, and let me filter it all time. That's for just a less. Yeah, 108 times you were found on the first page, and you've had Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Let me look at the dashboard leads, because it says there's 22 leads on there, but those are calls coming through the call tracking number. So,
yeah, and, you know, a lot of the calls that come through the call tracking are people I've already been doing business with, and, you know, they're now using the new number. So, you know, obviously it's not ideal, but it's just one of those things where that's, you know, partly skewed from, you know, people I already do business with using the new number.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, I had a guy earlier that he had gotten a job recently from someone that saw his yard sign 6 months ago, and then they just called him now, but they called through his call tracking number, and he said, are you going to say that, you know, you guys take credit for that? And I said, well, no, because what happened is he saw your yard sign 6 months ago, and he probably only remembered your business name. So when he looked you up on Google, he had to call through the call tracking number, right? But that doesn't mean that that's where it initiated. But still, like, if he didn't have that internet presence, the guy, if he looked him up and he couldn't find him, he probably would have just called a different company, you know? So it's kind of like a catch-22 there. So I want to give you a couple of options. If you want to settle the past due and cancel, of course, I'll respect you and I'll do it. But there's a couple of things. Number one, now that you are ranking on Google, I don't think you need the Facebook ads anymore. Those are really, really good in the beginning while the account's getting up and running just to get you some exposure quicker. But if we took those off, it would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, with that package, you would still be on the first page of Google. You'd still be on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So that might be something you want to consider. And, you know, naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $299 to $199, but if you think that that would work, I'll get it overridden for you.
Okay. Well, you know, it comes down to this. You know, having clicks is great, but, you know, I went to school for marketing. I've I've done all this before and I don't have time to do it myself, but you know, and I've looked at our Facebook page and it's all just very run of the mill. There's nothing unique, nothing special, nothing, you know, eye catching or incentivizing to people to really take it any further than seeing the ad, maybe clicking on it, but then, you know, right back to what they were doing before. And so it just seems to me like even with the Facebook ads being taken off of there, only 108 clicks on Google, and out of those, I've had one call. You know, I monitor my phone very closely, so.
I bet you
it's
do.
It's one of those things where having a single call for $2,000 invested and a whole bunch of clicks doesn't get you very far as paying the bills and making sure that my guys have food on the table. So I am cautious.
Well, here's the thing.
The only thing that really seems like it's been worth the money, and certainly not worth $300, is the call tracking, because I am receiving less solicitation from, you know, telemarketers. So that's something that I greatly appreciate.
Yeah, the call tracking is so beneficial in filtering out a lot of the spam callers. So I want to let you know what I would recommend, and if you want to pay the past due and cancel, I'll still do $199 because you wouldn't have any reason to get a fresh batch of Facebook ads if you're just going to cancel anyway, right? So I'll still help you out there. But since you have to pay it anyway, I could also push the next billing out to June 3rd, which means you would be able to take advantage of a whole nother month of service. And with that being said, there's one thing you can do on your end that will help you, and it's to work on getting a 5-star rating on the Google listing. And I just sent you an email that will help you with that. You can use that email whether you work with Local Splash or not, because the Google page, it belongs to your business, right? So you can always get some 5-star ratings here and there. But the reason it would help you get better placement is if you get a new 5-star rating here and there, it makes you more relevant to Google, so you get better placement. And then for the people that find you, it creates that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in them calling you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling, because they see that. So, and it's super simple. It's already hyperlinked to your Google listing. So it'll say something like, you know, thank you for using Premier Painting. And if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And when your clients click on it, it will automatically take them to the Google page. And that's why it's so effective, you know, because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button. Most people will do it. Hello? Asher?
Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. The phone cut out for a minute. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. Okay, I couldn't hear you for a minute. But I can...
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. I can hear you now. So are you thinking you would want to maybe do that? That way you keep the website and the call tracking number and everything open for another month? Or you could pay the past due and then just keep the website and the call tracking, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site.
For the hosting of the call tracking and the website?
Yeah, it's supposed to just be for the hosting of the site, but I could put it in there where the call tracking number is included in that too.
You know what? Let's do the $199. If you can push that billing, that would be fantastic. Obviously, I'd appreciate that.
Of course.
But that being said, either way, let's keep the $199 for now. If at the end of the summer I'm not seeing any more, you know, obviously I understand that marketing scales, and the more it starts to work, the more it starts to work. But anyhow, let's see where we're at the end of the summer. Let's move forward with the $199 for now, and then I will – be in touch with you as things go on.
And I'll have the technicians do some performance updates and weekly posts and whatnot on your account in the meantime. That will help you get better results too. So I already adjusted the billing to the $199. So for that payment, is it going to be a different card, or do you want me to try the Visa ending in 6158?
6158 should work.
Okay, that's the one that we have. So the system tries to process it once daily, and when it tried 8:39 a.m., it said insufficient funds. So do you think the $199 is available now since we're taking off the Facebook ads? Or do you want me to wait an hour or two so you can transfer money in? Or,
you know, it'll certainly be in there. I just wanted to have this conversation, and so I had let my banker know to bounce it, but I will call them after this conversation and have that taken off of the account.
Okay.
So,
yeah, so they were just kind of blocking it. Okay, so you want me to try it in maybe 30 minutes or so?
Yes, please. That would be great.
Okay, you got it. And then that in the email on the reviews is already in your inbox. So if you have any questions on it, it's self-explanatory, but feel free to call me. And then if I have any trouble with the payment in a half an hour, I'll reach out to you again. So if you don't hear from me, you'll know that everything went through smoothly, okay?
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you so much for taking
the time. You're welcome. Yeah, no problem, Asher. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You as well. Bye now.
Okay, thank you. Bye.